Torrey Way, North West London. It's Wednesday, the 8th of May, which is Gimel Iyar, Harav Avrom Heksha, the month of May.
Since these posters have gone up on Friday, quite a few people have made comments to me, perhaps a few raised eyebrows, what's the title of the shiur, the month of May? Let me give you a little bit of background. These posters go to print on Thursday afternoon, Thursday lunchtime. So Thursday lunchtime, I get a call from Yedidi Reb Dudi. He says, we need the title for the shiur. So I said, call it Chodesh Iyar. He says, help, we can't do that. Thursday's shiur is called Chodesh Iyar. We can't have two shiur in consecutive days called the same thing. So I said, okay, so call it the month of May. So, Rez Hashem, I want to talk about a little bit about Chodesh Iyar and a little bit about the month of May. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu was mezakeh us all to go through the Chodshei Geula of Adar and Nisan. And now we find ourselves, I know perhaps it might be hard to believe looking outside, we find ourselves in the spring, well on the way to summer. We're in Chodesh Iyar, we're in the month of May. After the exciting Chodoshim of Adar and Nisan, Iyar is perhaps sometimes a little bit of an anti-climax. Things get back to normal. What's special about Chodesh Iyar? What's special about the month of May? A little bit of an introduction. The Gemara in Brachos says as follows. We all know that one of the central main components of our morning tefillah is Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei means 18. 18 Brachos. Ask the Gemara, how many Yud Ches tefillah can I give me? Why dafka is there 18 Brachos in Shemoneh Esrei? Rabbi Yosef Amar, can I get Yud Ches as Korosh Shebekriya Shema? Because if you look in Kriya Shema, there's 18 Shemus Hashem. And if there's 18 Shemus Hashem in Kriya Shema, we want 18 Brachos in tefillah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, can I get Shemoneh Esrei Chulya Shebeshidra? Can I get the 18 vertebrae in the spine? The 18 vertebrae, the little bones in the spine of a person. And because there's 18 vertebrae, we have to have 18 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei. A little bit of fascinating Gemara, what's one got to do with the other? And the Gemara continues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Hamispalal, when you dive in Soch Sheyichra, you have to bow down by Moedim, etc. Achi Spakakul Kol Chulya Shebeshidra. Until all the vertebrae in your spine stick out. If you just bend your head slightly, so the vertebrae at the bottom haven't moved much, that's not good enough. Really, you have to bow down. Achi Spakakul Kol Chulya Shebeshidra. We see some sort of connection between the vertebrae in the spine and Shemoneh Esrei. But more than that, this number 18, besides for being what the Gemara says, there's 18 as chorus in Shemus Hashem in Krishma. And there's 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Not only that, but the name of the Amida, we call it Shemoneh Esrei. It's so important, there's 18. The truth is, it goes further. In Birchas HaShachar, the Birchas HaShachar together with Birchas HaTorah, Shteit in Arizal, there's Dafka 18 brachas. Psukei de Zimra, in Yehi Chavoyed, which is a collection of psukim, there's 18 psukim with 18 Shemus Hashem. Shiris Hayam, there's 18 Shemus Hashem. Kriyishma, like we said, is 18 Azkar Shem Hashem. Shemoneh Esrei is 18 Brachas. We see all the way through our Seidat Tefillah, the number 18 is of significant importance. The reason why I decided to speak about a little. Obviously, all these, it depends exactly how are you only counting the Shem Yud Kevavke, Yischum Hashemayim Visagal Oitz, which is Rosh HaTevis Yud Kevavke, are they included? But the Rishonim say there's 18. The reason why I decided to add this in is because the Rishonim is Mesavav Kol HaSivis, we find ourselves on Hayom Yom Yud Ches Lo'im. What's the significance of the number 18? Going back to the Gemara where it says that the 18 brachas of Krishma connect the 18 vertebrae in the spine, what's the connection between the spine and the brain? The brain is what we'd call the control center of the body, which sends messages throughout the body, to the arms, to the legs, to all the organs, through the nervous system, which runs along the spine. So the spine is really what connects the control center, the computer, the control center to the rest of the body. The arms, the hands, the feet, they all have their functions which they have to do, but it needs messages from the brain. Tosfos says in Shabbos, we know the Gemara says that the average height of a person is Gimel Amos, which is 18 Tfachim. So Tosfos, 18 Tfachim doesn't mean from the head, it means from the shoulders. So again, the connection between the head and the rest of the body is 18. Meaning, that the control center sends through its 18, it's the one which, although the hands are the ones doing the actions and the feet are the ones which are running and the heart is pumping, etc., but it's really the control center, the brain, which is orchestrating it all. The same comes with this world. This world, it looks like we're in control of everything. We're running, we're doing, the truth is, there's a control center. The control center is the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam Kaviyachol is the Moach, is the brain. He's the control center, and he's sending the messages through all the different means and orchestrating everything which goes on. When you see the hand moving and the leg running, etc., you shouldn't think it's them which are doing it. It's really there's a control center. When you approach the Ribono Shel Olam, Davar Shel Manasseh, you think you're in control of everything. Just remember the number 18. Achi Spaku Kolhat Chulish Shebashidro. In the same way that the 18 vertebrae of the spine are the connection between the control center of the person and all his organs, so too the Ribono Shel Olam is the control center, and everything else which we have, everything which we do, and everything which we have in this world is all because the Ribono Shel Olam, the control center, has let us have it. Hamispanel shayicha yafte ba'adam ad sheispatu kol chuliyos shebishirud, until all 18 bones, vertebrae in the spine stick out, to appreciate that everything, be it your panasa, be it shidduchim, be it nachas, be it gesund, whatever it is, every one of these 18 vertebrae in the spine stick out, every aspect of our life is tailored on the control center on the Ribono Shel Olam. That's a little bit what it means. So we understand now why the number 18 is so significant in our tefillah. Obviously we could home in and focus in on any one particular point, but I want to focus in, and you'll see in the Hemshech Hashir, in the continuation, why the bracha b'fayinu, the bracha b'fuah. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Kulu shukaini midibcha v'adatzar tamali." All medications work, although some depend on the time of year, all medications work between Pesach and Shavuos. Says the Chasam Sefer, why? Because between Pesach and Shavuos is the month of Iyar. Now, Iyar, Aleph Yud Reish, or Aleph Yud Reish, is Rosh Teves Ani Hashem Reifecho. Many of Tzvarim say this, that Iyar is Rosh Teves Ani Hashem Reifecho, meaning that every month has its skulas, every month has its koichas. The koichas, the skul of the month of Iyar, is the koich of before. Why is it so? Chasam Sefer goes further. Not only Ani Hashem Reifecho, we find the David HaMelech in Capital Vav, which we say at the end of davening, in Tachanun. David HaMelech composed this capital when he was sick. Refo'eini Hashem ki nivhalo atzomoy. So you see, he's asking for a four. David HaMelech was sick, he's mispalo for a four. How does he finish off the tefillah, that capital? Yevoishu v'yibalu mo'od kol oivai yashuvu yevoishu roga. Says the Chasam Sefer, the last four words, oivai yashuvu yevoishu roga, is again, alef yud yud reish iya. Again, we find there's a deep connection between Pecha v'fuah and Chodesh Iyar. Why is it like that? The Chasam Sefer doesn't explain. Neisos writes, after Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they ate the matzahs for a month, from the Tesef of Nisan to the Tesef of Iyar. Then they didn't have what to eat, the man started falling. We know the man was Lechem Abirim, Lechem Malachi Ashois. It was Nibla Be'evoim. There was no waste, it automatically got digested, immediately got digested. Roiv Choloim, says the Bnei Sosfa, many illnesses, or the majority of illnesses, come from through the food, be it bacteria in the food, or be it the food doesn't agree with your body, and therefore it spreads, etc. Being when they were in the Midbar, and they started eating mon, they didn't have any of these problems. Memele says, kol ha-choylim nisraf, so all the choylim automatically got better, and therefore it stayed, this kayach stayed that in the month of Iyar is Mesugal for refuah. Ma'ashah says, Amar de Kazach. Ma'ashah says, we know the famous Gemara that Yud Beis Zugas Talmidim Hoi Loilu Avakiva, V'chol ha-meisu V'pesach Vat Shavuos. What's the significance that they died from Pesach Vat Shavuos? They could have died Chanukah time. Why did they die Pesach Vat Shavuos? Says Ma'ashah, based on what we've said, because this is the healthiest time of year. Iyar is the healthiest time of year. Therefore, in order no one should come and say that, you know why they died? There was a plague, there was some sort of virus, and it spread, and they didn't have antibiotics. That's why they died. They dafka died, the Ribono Shel Olam Misavev Kol HaSivus, they dafka died in the healthiest time of year in Iyar, kedei that no one should think it was a natural cause. They died as a punishment. So we're beginning to understand that Chodesh Iyar, the school of Chodesh of Iyar, is Ani Hashem Reifecho. And the truth is, many people who need operations, if it's not urgent, they try and organize in such a way that the operation should perhaps take place in Iyar, because it's Mesugal for Kach before that we've seen in all these Makaris, and there's many more. Until now we've been talking about physical ailments, physical illnesses, but the truth is we find the same when it comes to Ruchnius. This Kufa, this time of year, Pesach Vadat Seres, is a time where we say, Pirkei Avos. The truth is, there's two different minhagim. Amen, you can say Pirkei Avos the entire summer. In many sources, it says that they said Pirkei Avos from Pesach till Shavuos. Not the entire summer. Different minhagim. But I'll call upon him. Again, Pirkei Avos is this time of year. What's the connection between this time of year and Pirkei Avos? It says, there's a sefer Milei D'Avos, which is authored by the son of Uchaim Velozhin, of Yitzchak Velozhin. And he writes like this. Tam na'mi is Pirkei Avos. Why dafka do we say it until Shavuos or the whole summer? Ho'inyin hu. He says, the idea is as follows. Ki kemoi b'refuas haguf. Just like when it comes to physical ailments. Mitzavim ho'oifim. The doctors instruct us, l'hamtin ad yerach mei. If you need an operation, wait till May. Why should you wait till May? Not do it in Chveis March or April. She'oz ha'avi mozuk. The weather is conducive to having a refuah. The speed and the quality of the dam, how it flows through the veins, flows through the body, is at its optimum. And therefore, if they have to do bloodletting like they used to in the olden days, or whatever it is, the optimum time to do it is in Chodesh Mei. So too, he says, when it comes to Ruchnis also, like they say, the Refuas HaGuf, we should do in Chodesh Mei. Who are then the Refuas HaNefesh, we should do in Chodesh Iyar. Those of you who have a little bit of Hasidish blood in your veins may appreciate this. Those who don't, perhaps won't. The Heilige Ov Yisrael, the Abtor Rav, writes that these 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer, which are days which are Masugel for Tikkun HaMidos, where we work on our Refuas HaNefesh, we work on our Midos, like I say, it's 50 days. And he says as follows, and I'll read you out how he says it. V'yomim ha'eilen, these days of Iyar between Pesach and Shavuos, Nikroim Eitzel Umas HaOlam Mei. In the Goyish calendar, it's called Mei. V'gam hein moedim, and also Goyish doctors agree, Shayomim ha'eilen hein toivim u'msugolim refuah. It's the best time of year, v'nyoni refuah. U'mei, u'minin chamishim. It is no coincidence that Mei, Mem Yud, is also Gematria 50. Because in the same way that we've got the 50 days of between Pesach and Shavuos, the 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer to be Misakin our Nefesh, he says, Mei is Gematria 50, that's their 50 to be Misakin the Refuas HaGuf, hence the title of the Shia. I'll go upon him, we see that the Chodesh Mei and Chodesh Iyar have these two components. It's Mesugal Refuas HaGuf, even the Goyish doctors agree, he says, it's been proven. And the same thing when it comes to Refuas HaNefesh, it's a time to be Misakin the Midas. However, if we think about it a little bit, L'choyah would seem that it's two completely independent, two completely different things which happen to coincide. Refuas HaNefesh, Tikkun HaMidos, is in Chodesh Iyar, Ani Hashem Moifecha, and Refuas HaGuf in Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Mei. Is there any connection between the two? So I want to focus in a little bit on this Heilige Bracha of Refuayinu, which we say three times a day, and perhaps we don't appreciate every word that we're saying. The kasha which everyone seems to ask on this Bracha of Refuayinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chaylei Amo Yisrael. Ask all the Mefashim, Reifei Chaylei Amo Yisrael. And when there's a non-Jewish person who's sick, his refuah doesn't come from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We say in Asher Yotza, Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chol Bosa, O Mafli Lassus. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Mafli Chol Bosa. What happens? Why do we change in Shemein Esa, and we don't say the Rebbeinu Shalom is Reifei Chol Bosa? We say Reifei Chaylei Amo Yisrael. The Pashto Pshat is, that the Gemara, when the Gemara goes through why the Shemoyne Esther was built in and the Seder, why the order is in this particular order, nothing is by chance. And the Gemara asks, why is Refuayinu Dafka the Bracha number 8? And the Gemara says, connected before after Mila. When a kid has Bris Mila on day 8, he needs a Refuah. And therefore they were Misakin Refuayinu as Bracha number 8. The Refuah for Mila is the Refuah which only Yiddish babies need to have. And perhaps that's why we say, because this bracha was niskan, and was put as bracha number 8, because to be connected to Mila, therefore we say, Yoyfei Chayla Amo Yisrael. But I want to perhaps discuss a different mahalach, how to answer why we say here, Yoyfei Chayla Amo Yisrael. Connecting it a bit to the parasha, we should know that Parshas Kedoshim is full of mitzvahs, perhaps the most famous, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, you can be mekayim in many, many different ways. When you say the Shoresh HaAvodah, and when Moshe brings this halacha l'maisa, he personalizes, I don't remember exactly what the shayla was about, but he paskens, when someone davens for his friend who needs a refuah, he's mekayim a mitzvah, same in HaTorah, after Recha Kamoicha. In the same way, the person will daven for himself, or for his own family member, if he's Rahman Islam sick, you daven for someone else, besides for doing the Torah for him, for davening for him, perhaps your tefillah is the one which is going to bring the desired results. Besides that, mekayim a mitzvah, say of this week's parsha, after Recha Kamoicha. I'll come on him. Let's focus in a little bit on this bracha of Refuayinu. When we read the bracha, it seems to be that everything is just doubled over. Rufayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei v'yishienu v'nei Moshea kisi l'oseinu oto. So we have davened, Rebbeinu Shem save us, heal us v'nei Rofei, and we will praise you, why kisi l'oseinu oto. And then we say again, v'ali refuah shalem l'chol makriseinu. Why? Kikel melech reifei nemon v'achim oto. So we've got two bakoshes here. The bakosh of Rufayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei, and the bakosh of v'ali refuah shalem l'chol makriseinu. And on each of them we seem to give an independent individual reason. Rufayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei, why kisi l'oseinu oto. And then we daven another tefillah, v'alei refuah shleim l'chol makaseinu, why? Ki keil melech reifin emon v'achamon oto. Why is the double loshen? What's going on over here? The first part of the tefillah, v'fayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei, v'shienu v'nevashay ha'kisi l'oseinu oto, is basically based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah Hanavim, Kapit Yudzayin, says as follows, he davens to Rebbeinu Shleilam, v'fayini, everything is basically the same word, just in the singular, v'fayini Hashem v'nei Rofei, Hoshieni v'ivashia kisi losi oto. So we're taking that pasuk of which you may not be daven to the Bainishim, and we're putting it into our Nusach. The we're just changing it from Loshen Yochid, from the singular to the plural. What was Yirmiyah Novi talking about over there? Yirmiyah Novi was sick. If you look in that kapitel, he wasn't sick at all. He was talking about, I'm surrounded by Oibde Avodah Zarah. I'm surrounded by people who are doing Averis. I'm surrounded by people who are not being over the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And he goes further, there's some people who don't even realize what they're doing is wrong, but they've got a leiv ikesh, they've got a leiv okel, they've got a twisted heart, and they don't even realize the Loshen HaPasuk. Okev ha-leiv mikol, umi yada'enu, his heart might be completely twisted, completely krum. Umi yada'enu, there's no one there to let him know. Sometimes a person in his ruchnis is doing something wrong, he doesn't even realize. And then he says, Rafeini Hashem ve'yofei. So you see, the Yirmiyah Novi was davening that he shouldn't be influenced by the Saviva, by the surroundings of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He wasn't talking about a physical ailment whatsoever. He was talking about the Refuas HaNefesh. And therefore, if we're using these words of Yirmiyah Novi as the first part of our tefillah, then obviously, we're using it in the same way that he wants to use it. These first words, the first part of the tefillah, Refuayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei, Yeshinu v'nei Moshe Chisi v'nasei Noot, has nothing to do with the physical body. We're asking for Rebbeinu Shem what's called the Refuas HaNefesh. And you all notice when if you're davening for an individual choyla and you put in the yotzen in the middle, shetishlach meyer refuah shleim in hashemayim refuas hanefesh refuas haguf. I used to think refuas hanefesh means mental illnesses, but that's not what it means. Refuas hanefesh doesn't mean refuas hanefesh refuas haguf. Whether he needs refuas hanefesh, something in his ruchnius, or whether he needs refuas haguf. And the truth is, our tefillah is the same thing even without yotzen. The first part.
About mental illnesses.
Sorry.
Where does that come in? Mental illnesses.
Where does it come in? Perhaps it comes in with Refuas HaGuf. I'm not saying anything incorrect. Perhaps that is another Taich in Refuas HaNefesh. And that's not the Poshut Pshat in the Refuas HaNefesh. The Poshut Pshat in the Refuas HaNefesh is, even without the Hiyotz and the basic Tefillah of Refuayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei, is also not talking about Refuas HaGuf. It's talking about Refuas HaNefesh, like we saw in the Kapitel in Yirmiyah. The second part of the Tefillah, V'ha'alei Refuah Shalem Alochom HaKaseinu, that's talking about physical ailments. Besides Rebbeinu Shem, I want you to heal me for my ruchnis, for my spiritual ailments, should we say? So too, please heal me. Why? For that we give a different reason. So again, what we've said, the two chalokim, refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, which, like we introduced, happen to coincide at the same time of year between Pesach and Shavuos, between in chodesh Iyar, in chodesh Mei, it happens to be that we find them both also in the same tefillah, in the same bracha. We don't have two separate brachas, we've got one bracha which includes both a bakasha, Refayinu Hashem v'nei Rofei, which is Refuas HaNefesh, and then another one for Refuas HaGuf. Obviously, they're much more closely related and connected. So the Drash Saran, Ran in his Drashas, in the sixth Drasha, says as follows. When he talks about Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, he says as follows, Ein Sofik Etzi, I have absolutely no doubt, Shechaloye HaNefesh, Sibol Lachaloye HaGuf. We all understand, we've got emunah that when a person falls sick, Rahman Islam, it's not by chance. The Rebbeinu Shem is sending him a message. Now, obviously, if a person comes sick, that doesn't necessarily mean the Rebbeinu Shem is sending a message to him, that he's done an avera. Perhaps he's sending a message to him, perhaps he's sending a message to his family members, perhaps to the kehillah, perhaps to the wider community. It's not necessarily a message to the chayla individually. But he said, the Rebbeinu Shem is sending a message, this is like we find in the Torah about Tzoras. Tzoras wasn't a physical, it wasn't a virus, it wasn't a bacteria. Like all the Rishonim say, the Rebbeinu Shem was sending you a message. And if you didn't get the message when it was on the house, he sent a closer message, closer to him, it's on the begadim. If you still didn't get it, alaguf. Choloyim, we are ma'aminim that when a person becomes sick, it's a message from the Rebbeinu Shem. We're not talking about someone who goes out t-shirt and shorts in the cold. The Gemara says, obviously, if it doesn't look after his body, obviously, if you do something irresponsible and you go out, you're going to catch a cold. You can't say if it's not bashert, it's not bashert. However, when beyond someone's control, he becomes sick, it's a message from the Baruch Hashem to him or to his family, to his community, that there is something to be put wrong. Refuas haguf is just a symptom that there's something wrong with refuas hanefesh. Says the Ran, if you try and address the refuas haguf without doing the refuas hanefesh, it's not going to work. It's like putting a plaster on without addressing the source of the problem. Ein sof against isha chaloy hanefesh siba l'chaloy haguf. That's the reason behind it. It's impossible to be rapid to heal the guf without being rapid the nefesh. Like the famous story which the Gemara says about Panina ben Doisa, etc. The Rambam says the same thing in Shmoyne Prokim. The Rechaim HaKadosh is a Moedei Kezach at the beginning of Pashas Metzora. If a person has leprosy, you can imagine how depressing he was. If you would ask you or me, what would you do to such a person? We'd go and visit him, cheer him up, etc. Many illnesses perhaps come from despondency, etc. Depression. What does the Torah say? Mechutz l'machne, bodol yeshiv. No one's allowed to talk to him. Tommy yiko. He's ill, he's sick, he's depressed. That's what you want. That's how he's going to get better, says Rechaim HaKadosh. Yeah. If we cheer him up, perhaps someone would think that the reason why he's getting better is, but it's all a natural thing. He's depressed and we're cheering him up. We dafka do the hepech, the opposite of what common sense would dictate, to show that if he's going to get better, it's all beyond the Rebbein Hashem. That's the idea that the refuas haguf, the chaloyim and the illnesses which come out in the guf, are all just symptoms that there's perhaps a more serious problem with the refuas hanefesh, and you have to address the source of the problem. Says Rav Shimon Shrab, Amori de Kazach, in his Gevaldige Pirish Ian Tfila, he says, if so, an illness by a Yid is fundamentally different to an illness from a non-Jewish person. An illness from a Yid is a sign from the Baruch Hashem, a direct message from the Baruch Hashem, there's something to be put correct. Either with you, with your family, with your kehillah, with whatever it is. There's something which has to be addressed. There's a refuas hanefesh, which you have to address, which will in turn heal the guf. With a non-Jewish person, it's not like that. Therefore, if in this bracha we're talking about, we're not just asking, starting a tefillah, v'alei refuas shleim olachol makiseinu, be a merapeh al guf. We've got a hakdama before that, an introduction before that, v'feinu Hashem v'nei yofeh, like Yirmiyahu Navi Davin, make a refuas hanefesh, and through that I'll get a refuas al guf. That is something which is individual, and only by the Yidin, roifei chole ama yisrael. Of course the Rebbein Hashem is roifei chobos, of course he heals non-Jewish people as well. But the way it works is fundamentally different when it comes to Jewish people and it comes to non-Jewish people. By us, physical illnesses are just a symptom of perhaps there's something deeper, something more fundamental to address. So, Kisi Lasein Ota means that we'll appreciate that everything depends on our connection with you, our Ruch needs to connect the connection. And if you heal us, says Yom Yanovi, Kisi Lasein Ota, I won't be toiler. I won't say that the refuah came because of this and because of that. I'll completely be toiler on you. It's only Kisi Lasein Ota. You are my praise, and everything that comes, this is not individual to refuah sanefesh more than refuah saguf, but everything which comes, every refuah which comes, be it refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf, I will say it's nothing to do with the doctors, nothing to do with anything else, it's only because you do the Rebbein Hashem Kisi Lasein Ota. Kikel Melech Reif and Emon, I still perhaps hope to get to. Therefore, we understand that if Chodesh Iyar is Mesugal Fani Hashem Refecho, Tikkun Amidus, that's why we say Pirkei Avos, we focus in on Avodas Hamidus. We learn from Talmid Rabbi Kiva, Shlein Agu Kovetz Zevozeh. And at the same time, Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Mei is something which even the non-Jewish doctor says Abdu Rav, and says the Nei Sasa, they also agree that it's a time which is Mesugal for Refuas Haguf. It's not two things which are coincidentally meet at the same time of the year. It's very, very, very bedavka that the two things are toilah habaha, they depend on one another, especially befrat when it comes to Yidden. That the refuas haguf is just a titzah, an outcome of refuas hanefesh. We've got a few more minutes just to explain. So, what does it mean? Kikeil melech roifei ne'mon rachmanota, moyer de gezach. The state in the Siddur Agon, Vilna Gon, we call the Rebbein Hashem here four things. Kikeil, melech, roifei, Roifei Ne'mon and Rachamon. We've got Kael, Melech, Roifei Ne'mon and Rachamon. What are the four things? She says as follows. The person Rachamon is sick. He goes to the doctor. He wants a refuah, he wants a medication. There are four possible things that could prevent him from becoming better. Either the illness is so far advanced that there is no medication which can possibly heal him. Option number two, perhaps there is the medication, but the doctor can't get his hands on it. If you go to third world countries especially, they can say, this is the medication you need, but we just don't have it. Perhaps the doctor is not professional enough. He's misdiagnosed the illness. Perhaps he's an amateur. He doesn't really read the symptoms correctly. Or perhaps even if he is a professional, even if he isn't a specialist, perhaps he doesn't have the rachmonos to address you and to look into your case like he should do. Even if he's got the speciality, he doesn't have the
midas.
He doesn't have the empathy and he doesn't have the mental chayat in him to take you as a private case. When it comes to the Rebbeinu Shem, we say to the Rebbeinu Shem, I'm sick. There's nothing that can stop you healing me. Number one, ki kale. Kale is the lashon of the Rebbeinu Shem, is kale, he's all powerful. There is no such thing when it comes to the Rebbeinu Shem as a machla, as an illness which can't be healed. He's all powerful. Are you going to say that perhaps even if the medication exists, you can't get your hands on it? The Rebbeinu Shem, you're a melech. A melech, there's no limits to what he can get his hands on. There's a gvaldige meisa. In short, when he was rov in Posen, he went, he was brought down, he used to, he was very makid on mitzvahs, because cholim, he went to visit one cholim after the other. He went to one person who was very sick with a very rare disease. He had no idea what to do. Just then the Rafa, the doctor of the king, was passing through Posen. Rebbeinu, the rov of town, called him in. And he asked him, what's going on with this fellow? And he said, this is a very rare disease, and you know that there's nothing we can do to heal it. So Rebbeinu turned to this doctor and he said to him, I want to ask a question. If the king had this disease, what would you say? There's nothing we can do to heal it? He said, actually, if you want to know, I shouldn't really say this, it's confidential, but the king actually did have once this disease, and there is a specific bird which, if you eat from the bosal, the meat of this bird, it can help. And that's what we did. This bird is not commonly found. It's in the middle of the midbar, whatever. When it came, when it comes to the king, he sent out his whole entourage to go and trap this bird. And that's what they did. Rebbeinu says, thank you very much for the information. Rebbeinu goes to the side room. It's misspelled to the Rebbeinu Shem. You're the melech. All klal yisrael b'nei melachim. We're not going to the midbar to trap it. But amaisa, we need this bird. It didn't take a few minutes till this bird came and sat on the windowsill. Rebbeinu took it in, instructed it to be shechted. They gave, and he said, I want to keep the wings. He kept the wings, they gave the bosa to the chayla, and he was nisrapa. The next time the king's doctor went through town, Gregor said, send him a message, you should know. At the end of this story, this person got better. Why? Because we got the bird. The doctor said, I don't believe it. It's not true, this bird doesn't exist in these places, only in the midbar. Gregor sent him the wings. And this story made Gvaldi Kiddush Hashem. Why? Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem is the melech, will the name Elohim, whatever you do for a king to heal him, the Rebbeinu Shem will do for Klal Yisrael. So again, Kikael, there's no illness which Rebbeinu Shem can't heal. Melech, he's got access to all medication. He's a Rofei Neman, he's not an amateur doctor, he's a specialist doctor, the biggest specialist with the capital T. He's a Rofei Neman, and also he's a Rachman. So we respond to Rebbeinu Shem, if a person does have a Furasakuf, there's nothing that can stop you healing us. You've got the wherewithal, you're a Rofei, you're Kael, you're a Melech, you're a Rofei Neman, and you're a Rachman. It's a Melech, if we respond a little bit in this block of Refrainu, and appreciate that. Well, after these exciting Chodoshim of Adar and Nissan, Iyah is not an anticlimax. Iyah has its own schoolers, and Iyah Hashem Refecho. Then we're misbraining on both the Refuas Nefesh and the Refuas Aguf. Then we'll take our own schoolers of this Gvald Gechodesh, and we'll all be Zeicha to Refuas Nefesh and those who need the Refuas Aguf.
Amen. Amen.